El mundo enfrenta una pandemia. Encuentre respuestas y acceda a información veraz y confirmada en el especial de NTN 24 sobre coronavirus COVID-19. Escuche los contenidos de NTN 24 en su plataforma de podcast favorita.
You're listening to The Power of Us on Revolver Podcast. Hey guys, welcome back to The Power of Us. This is Abel.
Hey, this is his wife, Rosie.
And today we're finally back. We're
back. You're back. I've been here the whole time.
Yep, we're finally back. Thank you so much to Jackie for filling in for me. It really helped out, and you guys did a great job, babe.
Yeah, thank you so much. A lot of women, and hopefully some men, could really relate to us. It was like a girl's talk about being single, what happens after divorce or after separation, or being a single mom. Everything that basically Jackie's going through, and then we're just silly. You know us, babe. We were a mess. It was our editor, poor girl. She had to do some extra editing. But it was really fun, and I'm glad you guys enjoyed it. And if you want more of Jackie, let us know. Maybe she can be the number three. Maybe we need that divorced single mom to be part of our daily conversations.
Definitely. So the reason why I was gone was because I was on La Voz. I was on that, I guess you'd call it a show.
Yeah, well, it is a show, babe. I told you since day one.
Yeah, so
it's a show.
We were on there for a month, and today that's really what we're talking about. We're going to be talking about everything that happened on that show, everything I went through and what I felt, but more than anything, everything that we went through as a matrimony.
Yes, because we want you to relate. Obviously, we're going to tell you all our stuff. That's what we do. That's how we do life together. But more than just telling you Abel's experience and my experience and even the kids' experience, it is more about how does your husband's dreams affect your family? How does your wife's dreams affect the marriage? I mean, it affected.
Yeah.
Positive and some negative.
Yeah.
So I think for you guys, our listeners, we want you guys to get into the habit of knowing your partner's dreams, mm-hmm. and not only knowing them, supporting them, and not only supporting them verbally, but actually doing it with them.
So we went through a couple things in this, in this month, because I was literally gone for a month. I was in Miami.
But you forget November and January.
You're right.
So it's more than a month.
Right. But I think what hit me a lot was being away from you guys for 30 days.
Yeah, was really,
so,
really tough.
So all the people that have husbands that are truck drivers or in the military like that, we kind of feel for you. We know what you're going through.
I mean, just a little bit of it. Yeah. I mean, I knew your return date but oh my God, I cannot imagine military wives. My hat's off to you that I cannot, and husbands, you know?
Yeah.
But then also, yeah, truckers or women that travel a lot,
yeah.
or, you know, people in ministry.
Oil rigs.
Yeah.
People in the oil rigs. I mean, just anybody who you have to be away from your family, both for the man that's out there or the woman that's out there working, and also the person that's really holding it down. Because honestly, we're going to be talking about a lot, and yeah, we're going to go into everything we went through, but there's a lot more to marriage that we learned, I think, in this time.
Yeah, exactly.
Than I realized before going into this.
Right. And you know, there are also families where either the person is a nurse or a doctor, mm-hmm. or works in a job that you're gone 3-4 days out of the week,
yeah.
like, I don't know, 16-hour shifts,
yeah,
and then you come back and have three days off.
Yeah, so true.
Those could be difficult too.
Heck yeah.
Because you're there, but you're not really there, and the other spouse yeah. has to carry an extra weight and
same.
A load. And if you live in LA or now in the United States, you need both incomes. So
yeah.
that parent is most likely working, and I think that's what makes it super duper difficult, is the fact that we both have dreams.
Yeah.
We both have plans. We both have assignments from God, assignments in this world, and yet together, we also have children. And we have a home and we have a mortgage. So
yeah.
how does supporting your husband 100% affect your life and then your marriage? It was really, really tough, babe. I am still exhausted. Like, people ask me, Rosie, how are you? I am exhausted. Like, the day you got back, no. Yeah, the day you got back, I left, remember?
Right, yeah.
We met at the airport at 11. I mean, I would see you every weekend, but it was really quick because
right.
you were working. You
yeah.
were, like, really hustling. Like, I would see you for 2-3 hours and then, boom, you were gone.
Right.
And then I'd see you after the show for another 2-3 hours and then
right.
you were gone.
Right.
And then I'd come back home, and the day you officially got back,
You took off the following day after that and you went for billboards and you handled all that.
Yes. So yep. I was gone for a week in Vegas and then ministering in Monterey. So we didn't see each other a week again. Another and week. You had the kids 100% because they were on spring break.
Yep,
they were on, and our babysitter couldn't babysit. So I was really feeling for you because it was like the whole month that I lived, you lived it in a week. Get me? It was just... But before we get into that, babe... our followers have some real questions.
Mm-hmm.
Are your followers, our Christian followers, even our non-Christian followers, they have doubts. I mean, and I don't really read comments on Facebook, and you guys are much nicer on Instagram, because if you're not, I'll just block you. But but they people tell me that what they read on Facebook is, why didn't he sing then? Like, not why didn't he sing? Why didn't he worship?
Right.
So a lot of people now know two things about you. The man can sing. Like, the man can sing. Like, sing, 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 sing. They know that. And they know that you have a gorgeous heart. They know that you are a different type of man.
Yeah.
Like, they know that. And I love that. But we were all praying for you to worship.
Yeah.
Like, that was the thing. We said it all the time. And our followers, your followers now, the church, the body of Christ that was watching the show and that voted for you, which thank you guys so much. Like, you have no idea what how gorgeous it is to be like at a restaurant and people now know Abel's worship, Abel, and say, hey, I voted for you, man. Tú eras mi gallo. Like, that feels so, so cool. Uh-huh. I still get that everywhere. But babe, they're asking, well, why didn't you worship? That's what you were there for.
Yeah. You know what? First off, I really want to start off by saying how surprised I was by the fact that so many people were behind me, by the fact that so many people showed me a lot of love and that really, really joined me in this. I, like, my whole life, I've been the guy that wasn't picked or the guy that was picked last, or I've been the guy that really wasn't the popular one and stuff like that. And then just to see so many people, and more than anything, like the body of Christ, but the people, the Power of Us family, just random people that we have met along the road, companies that we have hung out with and dealt with and stuff like that and crossed paths with, and them supporting me. It's just, it was just really, really surprising. I thought I was like irrelevant to everybody. But everybody saw what I was doing and then they just jumped behind me. And I just want to thank each and every one of you, everybody who picked up a phone, everybody who picked up your brother's phone and did it too, your sisters, your mom, your kids.
Seriously.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. I feel like I'm really blessed. First off, I want to start off by saying that I'm really blessed. After La Voz, I am extremely blessed. I came into La Voz a certain way and I left La Voz with a lot of positive things in my life, both physical, mental, spiritual, and a lot of really cool opportunities that can come my way. I think I left there probably being one of the ones that left the show in the best way.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but, we're going to get into all of it. Let's just do it. Let's get into everything that I feel, everything that I felt, everything that was going on. And so, if you were following me from the very, very beginning, and this is like over in February when the first show aired of My Blind.
Okay.
So to start off, that show right there, that one, it wasn't live. I was watching it at home and I was posting and stuff like that. That one was actually filmed in November.
Right.
All right. So my whole goal is, my wife tells me, I'm going to start from the very beginning. My wife tells me, hey, somebody just told me right now that La Voz is having auditions to have one in the United States. And I'm like, okay, cool. You pushed me.
Yeah.
You pushed me to do it. And you're like, yeah, do it. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to do it. It's not me. What's the point? I'm not about that type of life. I don't have that cool, I don't know how to explain it. Like, I'm not the guy that wants to come out on TV. If anybody knows me from RFL
if
anybody knows me from I Love Jenny, you knew that I did not want to be on TV because I really not felt and thing. Looked uncomfortable. And there was a whole bunch of insecurities that were going on in my life. And it just wasn't me. I did not feel natural.
Yeah.
But this is a singing competition. And so this is the one thing that I know that I can do. Why? Because God has given me this gift.
Right.
And this is something that just to start off, the few things that some people have said that's just ignorance is that now he wants to sing. So number one, if I now wanted to sing and I sounded the way I sound, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, you know,
but nah. I've been singing, I've been worshiping since 12, and that's just really been my calling. And I know that's what I was born to do.
And you have been doing it. See, people think that greatness is doing it in front of millions. No, I'm sorry. Yeah. Greatness is doing it in front of one or 10 or 10,000 and impacting their lives.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's a little bothersome when people say, oh, you guys will do great things. With all due respect, I'm doing great things now. Just because we don't have trillions of followers or millions of followers, or no, we're doing great things now. You are doing great things now. If you have two kids and you are impacting them greatly, so don't let anyone downplay what you're doing.
Yeah.
Abel has been doing this since he was 12, growing, maturing in his voice and his person. He's been really working on his gift, because God will give you a gift, but it's up to you to cultivate it. So you've been doing this. You've been worshiping not only in our church, but in many churches.
Yeah.
He's traveled to Bolivia and Ecuador and Mexico and all over the U.S. worshiping, big churches, little churches, jails even. So you've been doing this since before, but like you said, some people are just ignorant to the fact. And ignorant is not a rude comment. It just means not knowing the truth.
Right. And so now to get to the question, of course I wanted to worship.
Yeah,
that's what I wanted to do every time. That's what I tried to fight for every single moment that I had.
And we saw possible on The Voice.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's the thing, babe, is that I saw The Voice that was the sign.
And that's why I told you to go for it, babe.
There was a girl on there. Her name was Kimberly. Kimberly with a Y or something like that. And she's a gospel singer.
Yeah.
And I saw her do Break Every Chain. And then I saw her I saw her do Oceans. And I saw another guy named, I think is Andre or something like that, or DeAndre. He did I Can Only Imagine. Oh, and I'm like, okay, cool. Like, I saw everything there. I saw actual worship. And then I saw more, like, not watered down, but inspirational.
Positive.
Yeah. Like, I Can Only Imagine has leaned more towards inspirational in a sense.
Well, the world has made it that. Yeah, but it's a beautiful.
It's complete worship.
Yeah.
But it has leaned more toward, it's acceptable now to us.
Right.
We will not get offended like we will get offended by Break Every Chain, some people might say, you know, because Break Every Chain can offend, I don't know,
that's
whatever.
Warfare.
So
it's powerful.
Uh-huh. I'm thinking in my head, this is possible. And I'm going to be the first one to do it.
Me
and this
too,
is the
babe.
First season.
Yes.
And I'm going to do it.
And I know that you're called to the Spanish. That's why I said La Voz, this is great for you. Because English, you could have gone on English and done it. And you probably still could and probably would. I don't know. I don't know if you want to. That's another question. But I said, my husband is waiting. Because look, people, we speak English on this podcast because we're married and we speak English. But we know we're called to the Spanish.
Right.
I will preach in Spanish and Abel will sing and worship in Spanish. So we do it for our people. We don't want to leave our people behind.
Right.
So I thought it was perfect.
Yeah.
I thought for sure they were going to let you worship.
And I thought so too. And they're just, honestly, the way these shows work is we give suggestions. We give suggestions and it just, the ultimately.
It didn't make it look like that, Papa.
I know.
Okay. I'm telling you from a viewer's point of view.
I know.
It made it look like you chose all the songs.
And it's understandable. And of course, that would be ideal, right? Because you get to really see that the person is. Now, I can tell you this. There were some people on that show that really felt like the songs that they could relate to the song. There was some people on the show that really felt like this song has nothing to do with who I am as an artist, who I am as a person, this and that. But in my case, I was blessed enough to be one of the few where I felt like, okay, I can work with this song.
Is this the song?
Is this the song that I want to do? No.
Okay.
This is probably not the song that Abel wishes
he could
do.
It's not your first choice.
It's not my first. It's probably not my fifth either. But this falls in line with the type of person who I am, my morals and values and stuff like that.
Got it.
All right. So check it out. In my mind, it would have been like, okay, I understand that this is a secular show. I understand that they can't let me worship each and every one, although it would be cool. I understand that they're probably not even going to let me worship Al que está sentado, which is ideally what I really wanted to do.
Such a great
song. I give you my word. If I had to choose a song, it would have probably been Al que está sentado. At the beginning of the show, it was going to be Al que está sentado. Like, that's the one I want to end with.
Yeah.
Or I do it at some point. And by the end of the show, I switched it to now the song for my season or whatnot was Hasta Ver Tu Gloria de Barak.
Oh, yes.
You know? And that's what you want. That's what I wanted.
And that's how we started.
Right.
That was the hope that we had when you left in November.
Yeah.
And we both had that hope, even though I knew and I was still telling you, like, babe, I believe a woman's going to win this show. I believe Fonsi's going to win this show. And I told him since day one. So I'm not saying anything. I know nothing. I know you guys think that because I'm a Rivera, we have this special info. I know nothing. I am just his wife. And I loved it like that. I sat in the crowd with everyone else. I had the same access as everyone else. I was not treated any better or with any privilege because I hate favoritism. Right. So that meant I would wait for my cell phone. I would not post anything. Yeah. Did they have me on Un Nuevo Día a little bit more? Yes, but it's not because we wanted it. No. They wanted it. Yeah. And did they put me on stage? I promise you, I was 100% surprised when you sang that extra song, the Sin Bandera, and I was on stage. You could tell because by my hair and makeup. I was not TV ready.
Yeah, and I was surprised as well.
I had no idea they were going to do that to me. I was so embarrassed, but more than that, I felt like, dude, let my husband have his moment. He don't need me to sing.
I think in my mind, a lot of people did say that, but I think that wasn't one of my moments. Me personally, I really liked Ain't No Sunshine.
You know? It was great.
I liked the song. I don't think that was the best time that I had sung that song out of all the times, but I really, really loved when I sang Te Vi Venir to You.
Yeah.
Just because that really summed up who I am.
And you've done it so many times in private that it's beautiful that God would allow you to do that in public because that's what the word says. You do it in private, God brings it out in public. So it was very gorgeous and it showed a beautiful example of the type of husband that you are. Yeah. It's like the podcast came alive on TV. So it was beautiful, babe. But we got to let people know we didn't plan that.
Yeah.
Like so much of this show was unplanned and not what we thought it was going to be. And I think that's the hardest when you're following your dreams or when you're supporting your husband or spouse 100% in their dreams. It's not going to go the way you planned. Yeah. And that's when it gets hard because you're like, yes, we're going to start this business. I don't care, baby. We will invest $10,000.
And then it ends up being $15,000.
Exactly. Or we're going to make it back in a year and you haven't made it back yet and it's year two, three. That's when it gets hard. When your plans don't work out. You're still passionate about your husband's dream. You still love it 100%, but now it's costing you way more than you thought. Yep. And La Voz cost us way, not financially, although it did, way more than we thought.
Yeah.
So the first one was being attacked by followers, non-followers, lovers, haters saying you're using your family's name. But we knew that one. So we're like, whatever, we're going to do it anyway. The second was probably the thought of will he be able to worship and each week coming and it not happening.
Yeah.
So
we get, like I said, we give suggestions to what it is that we want. And then ultimately they get to decide what works best for the show with what goes in line and stuff like that. So, I mean, I look back at every one of the songs that I sang. And thankfully none of them broke any morals as far as like it wasn't like Felices los Cuatro. Like I would have had to just raise my hands and say I refuse to sing this song.
Yeah,
I will not do Felices los Cuatro. Not because it's urban. Like I was terrified of doing urban straight
Why?
Out. Just because I don't know how the hell I'm gonna do it because I can't. Yeah, just I don't know.
It's tough to sing. It wasn't gonna
work.
That.
Yeah, it just wasn't gonna work.
But you did refuse something, right? Some dancing.
Yeah. So I mean, but that was later on, and that's not a big deal. Obviously, this isn't a dancing competition. It's a singing show, you know. And so they weren't like sticklers about it or anything like that. But I was blessed enough not to be in that situation. Like there's so many songs about desamor. Like that's another thing too. Like I refuse to talk about adultery and sing about that. And
you wanted
and do
to
all
give hope in love.
Yeah.
So it's okay.
I wanted.
Yeah.
What I wanted to do is I wanted to make people feel like they can fall in love again and it's
yes.
okay.
Yes. Whether you it's know? With your own spouse, yeah. with your own.
Or try again.
Yes. Right. Give that hope in love. And I love that about you. And you live it day by day. And you've given me hope in love again in my 30s. You know, we got married when I was 30. So that's gorgeous. And you did that, babe. And I'm so proud of you. Like the world got to see a godly man.
Yeah.
And that's a big title. I'm not saying you're perfect or you live. No, I'm not saying that. That's not what godly man means. It's a man that's after God's desires, God's heart, that wants to just represent God. Yeah. And that was you.
Yeah.
And then what happened when you didn't worship?
It's
when you didn't worship with music.
It was bittersweet. It was honestly bittersweet. Like I didn't cry like I thought I was going to, because there was so many times that I was scared. Like I'm gonna get kicked off the show, and I'm not gonna do what I came here to do, God. Yeah. I'm really scared about not representing you. Like, how am I gonna get kicked off this show, representing you, and not make it to the finals, and not like be the man that gives you all the glory? You get me? This wasn't about me. It wasn't about me. Not is like, I don't know how to explain it. You get me? It's like the Hunger Games, and everybody represents their own tribe, and people were representing Venezuela and Mexico and Dominican Republic. And I didn't, to be quite honest with you. The first thing I said when they asked me what my name was, I said, my name is Abel, and I'm here to represent God, and I'm here to represent Mexico, because they wanted us to say our nationality, which, by the way, to clear up all the stuff that's going on with some people going back and forth, I am Mexican and I am Guatemalan.
Yeah.
But I identified myself as Mexican because my mom was brought to the U.S. at the age of 4. She has never gone back, and she really doesn't know too much about her culture. And I have never been there, although the dream is to one day go back with my mom and worship in Guatemala.
Amen.
But that's I can't say I'm Guatemalteco, because you know what? I know that they son chapines. But me personally, I don't know qué es la esencia de un chapín, because I didn't grow up around them. I don't know the culture. I do know the tamales that are Guatemaltecos are the ones that we eat with the green leaf and stuff like that. But I can't, because I'd be like a fake, because I did grow up being Mexican. I'd go to Mexicali every summer and stuff like that. So just to clear that up, that's why I identified as Mexican and not Guatemalan, or not both, just because I didn't want to misrepresent Guatemala. Yeah. Although I think Guatemala is amazing in their own right. I think I have the best of both worlds.
Yeah, I think so too.
Inside of me is made up of me.
I think your romantic side is Guatemalan. I've said that since day one.
So I just, they didn't give me that opportunity to worship. And I just wanted to really make sure that I represented God.
They didn't allow you to worship with music.
Yeah, they didn't.
And as the closer we got to the end, the more I kind of realized that. And I remember
God telling me
on the plane, he's not going to sing by himself. Remember, even before you told me.
Yeah.
Like God would prepare my heart before telling you, so that then I can give you support.
Yeah.
And I think that's so important, ladies, that you pray up before you talk to your husband. If you're supporting his dream, God will tell you secrets before they even happen, so that you can handle it with him, so that you can be strong, so that you can cry it out with him, and then you can be that support for your husband.
Yeah.
Because I was 100% disappointed, but I couldn't tell you. It was so many nights that I felt God telling me something like, Ika, he's not going to sing a Christian song. My worship that I require of him is not with a song. It's his person. So I would keep trying to tell you that without breaking your heart and saying, babe, I don't think you're going to worship. I didn't want you to lose that hope. It was your hope. It was the reason you were there. And it kept you motivated, to be honest. But God kept telling me, like, it's not going to be with the song, Rosie. So I would pray up. I would cry. I would get frustrated all on my own, with God, obviously. And then I would come up to you stronger, clean-faced, saying, Papi, you're going to do this. You're doing a great job, knowing that you were doing exactly what God wanted you to do.
Yeah.
But, you know, he did tell me so many times, and my job was not to tell you what God was going to do. That was you and God. My job was to support you in everything that you were doing. It got tough sometimes, because we had plans, and the plans didn't come through.
Yeah.
And then everyone thinks it's our fault. Everyone thinks like, oh, well, see, they said they were going to go worship, but he didn't. But I know you did.
Yeah.
I know you did, on screen and off screen.
And I know that too. I really do.
Good.
Deep down inside. I know that what I did, I left God's mark on that show, on that season. And I pray that mark may be fulfilled by somebody else next season.
Right.
And I pray that stays, so that everybody who continues working there, working on that show, is like, I hope that there is another Abel here that brings
and
the Holy
Spirit.
And
there were others too, Alpha, and other people
definitely
that were open believers. Now, there were some believers that weren't open, and that's okay too. It's up to them.
Some people are just more reserved, or you know what?
It's not their assignment to
be
so open.
I'm just the complete, like, how do I put this? there's a lot of people that are called to different things in life. Like, there's some people that are worshipers, or some people that are, they're children of God. Like, Juan Luis Guerra is, I think he's a sincere child of God.
Of course.
And yeah, it's not the same as if you were listening to Marcos Brunet.
Right.
But I think they both have a place to take people to closer to God.
For sure. And you know what? Every artist that I know, I've never met Juan Luis Guerra. I hope to one day. But every artist that I know that knows him says what a great man of God he is. Yeah. So God has different assignments. Yes. He was supposed to do it in private.
Yes.
While his music is more public, inspirational, yeah, beautiful. But it's like Elijah and Elisha. Elijah had a very public ministry.
Yeah.
Elisha, his protege, had a bigger, more impactful ministry, but it was private. Mm-hmm. So that tells us there's no right and wrong. People, yeah, want us to do things a certain way, or how other people did it. We wanted to do it the way The Voice in English was doing it. And God had a whole different plan, yeah, for you, because you impacted lives behind the scenes, but you also impacted lives on camera with just your person. The way you love me, which is the way you love me all the time, yeah, is it showed such a beautiful representation of how to love your wife.
And that's exactly one of the things that I wanted to do. My whole goal of being on that show was to show that marriage can work. Because you know what? Marriage is in a place where it doesn't work. We're in a state of mind of, when it's broke, you throw it away.
Yeah.
Not you fix it.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to get that through, is that every chance that I got, I spoke about either God, or I spoke about how we weren't, yes, we were messed up and we were garbage, and God fixed us. And now we are in a better
healthy
place.
Yes.
You know? And I thank God, because God moved. God moved, because
I think so.
A lot of people did talk to me about how they felt, both through Instagram or whatever, and a bunch of different means, about how they felt that I was doing a good job of representing, yeah, both marriage and God.
Yeah.
And that's really what I wanted to do. And it's not about me representing it for a church or a religion or denomination or whatever it is. It's about me. I just really wanted to give hope to other people.
And I think you did. I mean, believers and non-believers, babe, there were, when I was there in El Foro, there were family members of other contestants that would come and be like, why did I want to cry? Like, what is going on? And I would tell them, that's God. Like, there's, yes, the song is pretty. Yes, my husband can sing, but there's something deeper. And I think that, and I told you all the time, people won't remember the song you sang. They, yeah, remember what you made them feel.
Yeah.
And you made people feel.
Yeah.
And it was a good feel. Not sadness, not broken heart, but like hope and love and gorgeousness. And it was just, I am so proud of what you did. And I hope, and I'm glad to know that you're proud,
yeah,
because it was just different than what we thought. And that's how we want to relate it to you guys in marriage. You're going to go and support your husband. I hope so. Because if you don't, that's problem number one.
Yeah.
If your husband has a dream of like a hat business and you're just like, that's just the dumbest thing. Oh my God, that's so heartbreaking,
yeah,
for people. Like some of us test out our dreams on our partner.
Yeah.
And if your partner says no one's going to like that, it can destroy you.
Yeah.
And you never even try, because if the most important person to me doesn't think it's good. So,
yeah,
be careful how you reply. You could say, well, I wouldn't wear that hat, but you know what? Every other person is wearing that hat, baby, so go for it. Or, you know what, baby, let's try it. Money's,
yeah,
just money. Money comes and goes. I think we put so much weight on money because we're so afraid to live without it that we kill our dreams trying to save up money that we never use. So please, like, support your spouse, raise up the money, verbally support him, and then physically support him when he's there. It just got tough because it weighed on our marriage a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think that can happen.
Yeah.
And do you give up on the dream? No, I wasn't willing. It was weighing on our marriage. It was hurting me. Some things really hurt me in this journey. I was exhausted.
The
kids missed you.
Yeah, there was many times where it's like, I don't know if this is worth it anymore. Like,
and I don't know if the voice was worth it, but I know you were worth it. And I know God's plan was worth it. Do you understand?
That I felt.
That I know.
I know for a fact that you were doing it for me, not for, how do I put this? Not because I have a dream to win La Voz, but because you knew that I was worth the effort to do it for, if that,
yeah,
makes sense.
Yeah, for sure.
We went into this, guys, and I'm gonna be, you know, I don't care. I'm gonna be real straight up. We went into this, and I knew for a fact that my goal on there was not to win, and I specifically said that.
I thought you were going to win second or third place, and I told you, like, a girl's going to win, but just be ready for
it. I specifically said, I said to, once it got
And I'm not saying it's rigged. I'm not. I'm just saying the movement we're in this world right now.
We'll get in, a lot of people are saying it's rigged, and we'll get into that. And I think I actually have a really good explanation for those people who actually watch the show and are a little confused.
Okay.
We went into that. I didn't go in there to win. I literally just went, I wanted to go and worship. I wanted to go and show who I am as a man and represent God and what God has done in me, because there's nothing good in me. There's nothing special about me. I'm not as cute as Ruben. I can't sing as good as Adiel, but I, you know what? There is anointing on me. And that's what people felt. That's what people felt, whether they knew it or not. And the crazy thing is, guys, is that I knew I was anointed and I knew it was with me, but I had no clue that it was still going to come out. And it came out, in my opinion, I think it only came out in one song that I sang. The anointing, like actually the Holy Spirit just moving in the room. But it just really tripped me out that people were actually understanding that my interpretations were different than everybody else's.
It changed the atmosphere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's what I wanted to do every time.
Yeah.
And I think that's what I go home being. I go home being that guy. That guy is the guy that made people feel something when he sang.
Exactly.
You know? But in the song, it was Como Mirarte.
Yeah, for sure.
And when I sang that song, I really feel that the Holy Spirit came out. And although I didn't worship, guys, I get DMs and I get messages to this day. And my wife gets messages too, saying that it really healed them. It really helped them because they've lost somebody. The whole song, if you haven't heard it, you guys can look it up right on YouTube.
Who's the artist?
It's Como Mirarte by Sebastián Yatra.
Yatra.
But you can listen to my version. Also on iTunes, Shopify, Spotify.
It's just when he did that music video, someone had died in the music video. So it's saying goodbye to someone when you're not ready to say goodbye.
Yeah.
And I cry because I didn't expect the song to heal me. Mm-hmm. And I remember hearing it on the way home on the plane. I had just seen you sing it. I loved it. And I had heard Yatra's version when you were practicing. It's a beautiful song. Good job. He's an amazing artist. But when I heard it with you on the way home on the iTunes version, I cried like a baby. And it wasn't like, oh, my husband sings beautiful. It was God speaking to me about losing my sister, about losing you at one point, and him bringing you back. Like it was my sister died and she's resurrected in heaven. But there are other things that die here in life. Relationships die. Marriages die. Dreams die, and God's saying there are some things I will resurrect here in life, and that was our marriage, and it just healed so much of me with Che, but then also things that had been hurting us in the past.
Yeah,
like those things that you try and forgive and that you do forgive, but they still hurt you.
Yeah,
that there was some of that stuff with you and I still that I don't need to bring up because I don't want to bring it up. I've already forgiven you, but that still hurts me, and that song healed some deep parts within me to be like, it's okay, Rosie, it happened 8 years ago, it's gone, and God just healed it, and that song has that power. And it totally surprised me because it's quote unquote a secular song, but you are so anointed that wherever you step in, whatever you sing, you make it about God.
I really ask God to really help me in that moment to really do what it is that he wanted me to do. And when I sang that song, I really wanted to heal either both relationships or honestly just relationships. I didn't know that the whole them having a son that had died was really going to help them heal as well from it. But the whole point of that song was I went in there and I thought about the time that I wasn't living at home anymore and that I lost my family and that I lost my best friend and I lost my wife. And I thought about it as I was singing it and I couldn't believe it. And then I thought about it. I don't want it to happen because you're 10 years older than me. And what if one day you do die first?
Yeah.
And how the hell am I going to be all right with that?
I am not going to be okay if you die first. I will be so mad at you.
So I'm going through all those things as I'm singing it. And I just poured my heart out.
Yeah.
And I poured my heart out and I crack in the middle of it. And I told them, nope, I want to leave it.
It was so gorgeous.
I want to leave it because that's what I'm feeling and that's what it is. And so, I mean, I really felt that's where God really came out.
Just so we point out, you didn't choose that song either.
No,
we had never even heard it.
That song.
Excuse our ignorance, but I hadn't heard it. And that's where sometimes our dreams have plans, but God has a better one. Because that was all God. That was thank God for your vocal coaches that one taught you so much and that two gave you this song. And it really, really, really did something that we hadn't expected, that we did not expect, and that you could really touch the masses with.
Yeah.
So sometimes in your dreams, ladies, in your husband's dreams, it's not going to go as planned. But if God is in it, and God should be in it,
amen,
then good things will happen with things that are unplanned.
Yeah. I definitely think that that's what happened in that case. And that was my moment. Well, that was one of my moments. That was that was my singing moment. Because every time behind the scenes or every time in every interview, I did my best to constantly mention God and constantly mention how important He is and how important my family is. And I pray that I did the best that I could.
I think you did.
And yes, they edited stuff out.
And I love that. Like, one day they were going to pick it outside of one of my preachings. They're like, we're going to go and whatever. And I was all worried and scared because they were going to, like, I don't know, have signs and talk about how horrible I am. And I'm all worried. And Abel's like, whoa, babe, you made it. Because if you're doing something for the kingdom, you're going to have resistance.
Yeah.
You should. If all your messages are lovey-dovey, prosperity, beautiful, and if that's your assignment, I'm not judging. But me, Rosie, I can't have all my messages be beautiful. They have to have power behind them. They have to have truth behind them. And the truth can really upset people. Yeah. It should upset people. It should either convict you or upset you. It should bring you closer to Jesus, or it's gonna upset some people. And so you said, babe, you made it. And you made me see that. So in this moment, when you told me, babe, I said the Holy Spirit and they edited me out. Yeah. I said Jesus and they edited it out. I said, oh my God, babe, you made it in the kingdom. Like, that is the type of stuff that is called our modern persecution. Some people are dying for Christ, and I am so thankful for them, and I pray for their families and for them. But us, we should be dying for Christ in that we're not going to be likable. We're not going to get the most likes. We're going to upset some people. But we are still going to do what God wants us to do. And He wants us to mention the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Yeah. And you were edited out. And I said, that's it. Like, that's beautiful. You're my Steph Curry right now. Oh. Because that's what I expected the world to do. So just so you guys know, though, because you didn't hear it, if you see the last show, you were edited out so much because you were going to put God in there. And you know what? I'm not mad at the TV station. They're not there. They ain't preaching. They're not making a godly TV show. That's not their purpose. It was your purpose.
Yeah.
And you're doing their purpose while they're doing their purpose. And you know what? God makes what He wants to happen.
Yeah.
So it's, you did your part, babe. Now it was up to the Holy Spirit to do what He needed to do. Get me? And that's what we do in our everyday. So listeners, when you're doing your assignment and you know your assignment, do it. Mm-hmm. God says, go and pray. God says, go and preach. God says, go and make disciples. We get so worried of like, oh my God, that person didn't accept Christ. Oh my God, that person didn't heal and died. Oh my, like, I'm failing. You are not, because it's up to the Holy Spirit. If you are preaching your heart out and you're preaching the truth and no one accepts the Lord, you did your part. It is the other people that might be resisting, and that's up to them. But you just worry about doing your assignment, not about the results. The results are not up to you. They're about up to God and the people.
Yeah.
You just do what you have to do.
Yeah. Amen. We're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about a few more cool things that happened on La Voz. But more than anything, I got something I got to say to my wife. And we'll be right back. Hey guys, it's Abel here from Abel's Worship.
You are Abel's Worship?
I'm Abel's Worship, babe. If you guys want to hear worship music that'll just give you peace into your life, bring some soothing into your home, or whatever it might be, maybe you just want to get a little bit closer to God, feel free to follow me on YouTube. That's Abel's Worship on YouTube, Abel's Worship on Instagram, and Abel's Worship on all digital platforms. That way you can hear more inspiring, more beautiful worship from me. Thank you guys so much. All right, guys, we're back. And we are talking everything that happened on La Voz, everything that we went through. And you know what? Just to sum it up and wrap it up as far as La Voz, and we'll get back to a few other things before we close the podcast. It was a great experience.
Yeah.
It was good for me.
Yeah.
It really blessed me. And I think, like I said in the beginning of the podcast, I think I benefited more than a lot of other people did.
Yeah.
A few of the cool things that happened was that obviously – I had vocal coaching every single day for months.
By like amazing.
And they are amazing. Yeah. And I wish I could shout them out. I don't know if they want their names revealed or whatnot, but I had great vocal coaching behind the scenes every day. Because obviously our coaches, which is Fonsi, Vives, Alejandra, and we've seen, obviously they were on tour as well. So they weren't there every day. And so there was obviously other people there that really blessed me and really helped me figure out how to sing better with my voice. Because I thought I was a good singer, but what I figured out is that I'm a very good unstudied singer. Ah. So I wasn't using my throat correctly at all moments. And the crazy thing is that it kept going back to this one thing that I'm doing wrong with my throat, which is why I wasn't hitting certain notes. Mm. And I figured it out. And awesome. And it just kept going there.
Imagine that alone is a huge blessing.
And check it out, guys. Like, so you guys... Every time I sang with somebody else, it was always a female. Mm-hmm. And if you guys really, really pay attention, if you know anything about music, we were never in a male key.
Yeah.
It was always in a female
they
key.
They stretched you to the limit.
Yeah, they stretched me to the limit. And it was great. It was great. And I learned a lot about myself. And that I'm really proud about.
Yeah, for sure.
That I was able to keep up with female voices and stuff like that. Because it's not an easy thing. You know, it's not an easy thing. And I took it as a challenge, and I don't think I ever failed. So I learned a lot about my voice. I got better vocally. If you guys notice, I'm verified. And out of everybody on the show, it was me and the winner. They got verified aside from this. And it's because of you guys, partially, and because of everything that was able to happen on that show.
Yeah.
Amor Sin Condicion has its own following and it's really blessing people still, and they're worshiping it in churches and stuff like that. And then the stuff that was happening on the show, everything just came together at the right time that allowed Instagram to be able to verify me. And that was pretty cool. And that was really awesome. Dento MS came into my life at that moment. They saw me like, oh, we want to support you. We love who you are. We love what you and your wife represent. Wow. We want to help you. So I go over there, they're in La Ciudad de Mexico, so I take a flight to Ciudad de Mexico, blindly trusting them that they're like, oh, don't worry, we really want to bless you. So I go over there, and they just give me this amazing deal to be able to fix my teeth.
Seriously.
So I got veneers that I never in my mind thought that I was going to be able to get, but just the veneers here in the U.S. and veneers over there are the same quality, but... The prices are just completely different.
Seriously.
Because of material, because of like standards, like things have to go through this check and that check and this check and this safety thing, and all that adds up into the price that they don't have to do in Mexico, you know? And so I have a beautiful smile that I can just genuinely smile freely and just be myself and be happy. I really found out a lot about myself in that being on that show. It's a singing contest that you're on there and you get intimidated and you're like, I want to be the best vocalist in the world. That way I could wipe the floor with everybody. You get over there and I realize that I wasn't the best singer there. Mm. I wasn't the most experienced singer there. I wasn't the most known singer, famous singer, whatever you want to call it. I wasn't anything. So what they did is that they taught me, and this is the main music director and the director of everything that had to do with the singing part. And he's like, if you come here and you do that, you're not going to last.
Wow.
If you come here and you do nothing but just sing perfectly and you do nothing but just try to out-sing everyone, I guarantee you're not going to last.
Wow.
And he's like, what you have to do is you have to sing here. And he pointed at my heart and he says, you have to sing with this. And if you sing with that, that's what's going to make you memorable.
Right.
And that's what I did every single time.
Yes,
every single time I sang, I sang with my heart, and I didn't let it go through. And obviously, all the talks that we had, because there was a few times where you had to just really shake me, babe, where I was really getting stuck in what the game was.
Yeah.
Of like, I can sing better than this person like this and do that, and what if I add this to it and this and that. And it's like, dude, that's not even you. Like, why are you pretending to be? I'm like, yeah, baby, but it's not worship. I'm doing a secular song. I'm doing Ain't No Sunshine. And I'm going to get four chairs and this and that. And he's like, that's not you. That's not what your purpose
that's
is.
Not what we're
there
here.
Was so many times where I needed to be shaken up. And I was like, no, she's right. She's right. And then I just really had to buckle down. So, I mean, I really learned a lot about myself. And I don't think I can. I think I found myself to the point where I refuse to be that quote-unquote sellout and do something that I'm not.
And I don't, I never, I said it a few times. I speak very firmly, people. I always say it all the time. I am not a nice person. I am a kind person. I'm kind and strong, and that's what you'll get from me. I don't baby people. I give it, you know, it's straight as it is. Truth with love is what I try and do. So I did say that a couple times, like, don't sell out. Not because that was your, you meant to do it, obviously, but yeah. Because sometimes when you're in a certain world, you accidentally sell out. You, and it's more than, it's not even sell out, it's that we compromise.
Yeah.
So what I was trying to tell you in my firm word is, don't compromise who you right. are. That's all that I need from you. I don't right. need you to win. I need you not to compromise. And you know, again, wives, you know, how can this relate to your life? Is that you may have a dream. And you may be the best nail technician in the world.
Yeah.
And then you start compromising by yeah. overpricing, by not caring so much about people, whatever it may be, where you compromise your quality and mm-hmm. your beliefs and your values. Why? To make the bigger buck, to be more known, to yeah. be famous like someone else, to get more likes. And in this world, whoever you are, you have to really be careful not to compromise,
yeah.
not to quote unquote sell out.
Right.
So Who had to do that was me. And it sucks because I'm your wife. I'm your biggest cheerleader. I'm the one that is so proud and so happy for you. But I'm also the one that has to sharpen you.
Yeah.
So I had to be that girl sometimes, and it wasn't the best conversation. It wasn't the happiest, and we didn't hang up all lovey-dovey. But my part of my role in your life was saying, I have to remind you of who you are yeah. in case you start to forget. And you, babe, you always remind me of who I am in case I start to forget. And that's part of what it's marriage
necessary.
Is.
Yep. It's necessary, because although that whole thing of, oh, you changed and stuff like that doesn't have to happen like that.
Right.
It doesn't have to be like, oh, you changed and that's it. No, it could be you change or you're changing, and we got to watch it, and we got to right. be careful, and we got to work on this now before it gets worse.
Exactly.
You know? And gosh, you know what? I'm blessed. The voice was great.
Okay, but is it rigged or not?
Okay. All right. We're getting there. I would never do it again. Yeah. I'm never going to be on another singing contest. Not The Voice, not American Idol, not anything. No, this is a one-time deal.
Yeah. This is but you not, knew that from the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, people ask me, so what's next? Which show are you going to go on next? Because there are people on that show that have been on other shows, and it's like, that might be their life, but it's not mine. I know what my calling is. I went on that show for a purpose, and I feel that God did what he had to do through me, and I was an open vessel to listen to what he had to do, but I'm never going to go on it. And is the show rigged? Obviously, one never knows, yeah. but I understand what happened, and
too.
A lot of people don't.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't. A lot of people don't understand why. Some people don't understand why I didn't finish in the top four. To me, I think 16 finalists makes it really hard to separate the entire U.S. into 16 different contestants. You get
yeah.
me? Because that splits up votes like hell, like a lot,
exactly.
a lot. You get me? It's not like all the United States is voting for four people or two people. They're voting for 16. So yeah. that splits up all the votes.
Yeah, imagine if we were running for president and we had 16 contestants. Like, it's just, it's not candidates, I'm sorry. It made it difficult for everyone. Right.
So I didn't finish in the top four, and I understood all women finished in the top four. And so mm-hmm. some people think like, oh, this is all set up for women to win or something like that. But yeah, could I have been in the top four? I see myself as possibly being in the top four, and I was a little confused. I'm like, okay. But I knew for a fact that I wasn't going to win, so I wasn't sweating it, you know? I knew that my position wasn't on this show to win.
Mm-hmm.
So there goes top four, right? And if you pay attention, and we're going to get to the whole reason as to why everybody thinks this person should have won, the top four was, it doesn't even matter the names, okay? The mm-hmm. top four was a Venezuelan,
mm-hmm.
was a Puerto Rican,
mm-hmm.
was a Venezuelan.
And a Cuban.
And a Cuban.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's all we have to understand. That La Voz the entire season, I need everybody to figure this out. La Voz the entire season was split up either between coaches. What coach are you going for,
right.
United States?
Yeah.
Or what nationality are you going
exactly.
for? And every post that they put, every time they did anything, literally Ronnie Mercedes is my best friend. He's one of my best friends that came out of that show. Him and Ruben Sandoval. That's another great thing that came into my life.
Yeah.
But his initial post on YouTube was, look at El Chico de DR, Dominican yeah. Republic. And look at what he did. And, yeah. And the thing has millions of views. But they literally split us up by nationalities.
Yeah.
So, Maire Martinez, which was an outstanding... She's a genius.
Amazing
musician. Out of everybody on that show, she was the biggest genius.
She's okay? Musically. Mm-hmm.
Oh, heck yeah. Heck yeah. And she's been doing this for a great time. She won Latin American Idol. She's very good. She's very mm-hmm. well known, and mm-hmm. et cetera, et cetera. The reason why I broke down like that, guys, is because we're split up by nationalities.
Yeah.
And once again, in my personal opinion, I think Venezuela was split again.
Yeah.
Which it seems like you can't fathom why she didn't win when she has won that many followers. But if that's the case, then you have that many followers and your followers are going to vote for me and this and that, you know? Mm. But it wasn't about that. It was just about the way it worked out. And what happened was that all of Puerto Rico voted for J.D. Mar. Cuba apparently voted for Dunia. Mm-hmm. And then Venezuela was split.
And we're not saying these people cannot sing. These girls can sing.
Any one of us could have won any that show of you guys. At that
there
point.
There were so many great voices, yeah. So many great personalities, so many, like, I am amazed at all of you guys. So it's not to say J.D. Mar cannot sing. And no. It's not to say Maire is less talented. It's just the fact that people voted by their nationality and their coach. That's it. That is the way the show was planned or must be marketed.
Yeah. And so what happened was that Venezuela, instead of it being 100% of the votes going to Maire Martinez, because you got to understand, these are the top four votes. If I would have been on there, it would have been all of Mexico or Christianity, religion or whatever would have voted for Abel. And then it would have been like even more of like, what the heck? How did Maire not win when she's that loved and has that many views and stuff like that? But that's honestly what happened. Venezuela was split. And so their vote was split in half, or let's say 30% of it went to Mava. And then that just left it open for somebody else to take it.
And what if J.D. Mar had the most popular coach?
J.D. Mar did have the most popular coach.
I told you, Fonsi's going to win this, man. And it's not to... Wincin is amazing. I love that man. Of course, Vives and Alejandra are great too. But I was just like, bah, I think Fonsi has the hit right now. The man has a billion views around the world and only U.S. could vote or whatever. But still, it's Fonsi. Like, will it change next season? I don't know. But that's just my opinion. And like I said, we're not saying anything. We don't know anything. These are our opinions.
That in itself doesn't mean it's rigged. All that means is that everybody who watches the show for Simply Fonsi voted for somebody on Fonsi's team. Yeah. That's all that means.
I mean, you guys really, really pay attention. Who had all the endorsements? Fonsi. You know, why? And he should. He's the most popular right now. You know, honor him for his work and his resurrection in the music business. Like, that's awesome. You know, it's just how it goes. Ahorita en La Voz Azteca, you know, en La Voz over there, Ricardo Montaner is that guy. All right? But my brother Lupillo's on there, and so is Belinda and Yair. You never know. Like, you just have to keep in mind, especially, is that there's a lot of things going on here. But anyway, babe, I think you did your purpose, your assignment. It is complete. It is done. And that's all we have to worry about is our assignment. Amen. I think we overthink things sometimes. We want them a certain way. When things go out of plan, we quit. And that's what I don't want you to do, ladies. There are a lot of things in my husband's dream and my husband's assignment that did not go according to plan. There are a lot of things that almost made us like want to quit and say, hey, Abel, let's just go home. Your kids miss you. I miss you. I need you. But you have to redirect and say, what is the vision? How did we start this? What is my husband's assignment? And as his wife, what is my assignment?
Yeah.
So whether we lose money, whether we don't make it the first time, whether he didn't win, you know, first place or top four, we still have to keep trying, because when the show is over, there's only Abel and Rosie.
Yeah.
And I want you and I to be okay.
I agree.
And when the show is over, my husband's dream and my husband's assignment continues. This is neither the beginning, because you were doing this before.
Yeah.
And it is definitely not the end.
Yeah.
And that has to do with our dreams and our marriage and our vision, which still continues. So say your husband wants to start a business and it doesn't go well. And it doesn't prosper the way you thought. And it isn't as easy, or it's taking too much time. Continue. Be persistent. Press toward the goal. Do not quit. As long as God is in it. And that's the main thing. As long as God is in it. And you too are in a healthy place. then press forward. Amen. Because it is more than money. It is more than winning. It is more than followers. It is you and two living life together. It is the journey. It is the growth. It is the togetherness. Amen. It is getting over the stumps. It is coming back together. It is reconciling. It is supporting each other. There is nothing more gorgeous than me seeing you grow through this.
Yeah, thank
you. And that is worth it. And I told you, was this my favorite thing in the world? It wasn't, but a lot of the things that we do aren't my favorite. But I would do it again. I really would for you.
And I really believe that. And you know what? I want to say to you, and I want to say it on behalf of, and also to you, listener, if you're listening and you were in my wife's shoes, you were the one putting in the work in the behind the scenes, I need you to hear this and really accept it for yourself too, on behalf of your partner. Babe, I saw everything you did, and I appreciate you, and I'm really, really sorry for every moment that I made it more about myself and about everything that I was going through that day and all the struggles and all the frustrations and all the stress that I was going through while I was working or while I was doing my own thing trying to fulfill this dream. And I didn't look at you and I didn't tell you, baby, what's going on with you? Are you okay? I'm sorry. I really appreciate you. Thank you so much for everything that you're doing. I really, really, really appreciate you, wife.
I know.
For everything that you did. I don't know how the hell, because school is crazy now, guys. And our kids, one of our kids goes in at freaking 8. The other one goes in at 9 and one at 9:40. And then one of them gets picked up at 11 or 1:40. It's just, it's nuts now. Like, yeah. It's not easy anymore. And you had to do both of our jobs for a month.
Yeah. It was tough, but... Thank you for saying that, babe. But I thought part of my plan, my assignment, was not having you know all the ins and outs.
And you did an amazing job of that. You did I not stress me out
I
like
didn't
that.
Want to add weight on you that you had no control over. Yeah. You get me? Like, the kids, poor kids, a few times out of the month, they woke up at 2 in the morning. That broke my heart.
Yeah.
The kids having to wake up at 4, sleeping in other people's houses. We slept on the floor. Because I had to be in hair and makeup at 2 in the morning and there was no extra beds at Pete's house. It was just, but we knew and it didn't break our heart and we didn't feel any less. We thought, this is good. You know, yeah. Casey was like, I'm just so proud of Abel and, you know, and the kids, Sammy still watches the YouTubes and she's being, you know, ministered to now in the sense that you are showing a child that she can live her dreams. That is so important to me. But I didn't need to tell you everything. And sometimes, wife, I know coming from a person that feels like you have to tell your husband 100% of everything, sometimes God will tell you, reserve it for you. Bring it to me.
Yeah.
Don't, if he is off site, if he is in the field and he can't do anything about the broken toilet, call a plumber.
Yeah.
I mean, do something. You can do it. You can. And then you grew. I grew. I was like, every car got a tune-up. I'm like, oh my God, I can do this. I got so dependent on Abel that there were some things that I'm like, I got to handle on my own. And and I think that is part of supporting you.
Yeah.
But I knew that you saw and that you felt it. But honestly, just hearing that feels really good. Just the fact that you know that I did it with all my heart and that I don't have to throw it in your face. I don't want to. I don't want to say, well, when you were gone on day 6, you know, 16, you know, Sammy did this. No, it's you know what, baby, it was done with a lot of love. And that's all I want you to know.
Thank you, baby. Thank you so much. So if you are that man, if you are that woman that is out there living your dream and you have that great support, make sure to always turn back and always appreciate your spouse. Thank you guys so much for listening to us. We are finally back. And from here, we go back to our regularly scheduled program of just bringing you guys everything that you guys need to know about being real in the marriage and how it can still work. And if it's broke, you fix it.
Exactly.
You don't throw it away.
Support each other's dreams. Do what you gotta do. Give 100. Be that cheerleader. Be that iron that sharpens. Do it with love. Truth with love. And cheer him on.
See you guys next week.
Hola, my name is Enrique Santos, presentador de Tu Mañana y On The Move. Quiero invitarte a escuchar mi nuevo podcast, Hola, My Name Is, donde hablo con artistas, líderes de nuestra comunidad y personas como tú. Mi meta es que juntos conozcamos más sobre los triunfos y las derrotas de mis invitados y que a través de sus historias nos empoderen y nos motiven a superarnos. Lanzamos el show con J Balvin. He's awesome. Un artista colombiano que ha revolucionado la música latina y que sigue superando récords mundiales. Él nos cuenta abiertamente sobre sus inicios, el secreto de su éxito y los aprendizajes que lo ayudan a preservar su autenticidad. A partir de este martes 7 de abril, podrás acompañarme todas las semanas a conocer más a fondo a un invitado especial. Puedes encontrar mi podcast en la aplicación digital de iHeartRadio, la descargas gratis, o en donde prefieras escuchar tus podcasts. Hola, my name is The Podcast, a partir de este 7 de abril.